lovers. Welcome back to Rosé and Reads podcast. I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
All right. So today we're talking about One Day in December.
Yes. What are your thoughts on this book?
I think I told you this while I was reading it. It's just, you know, there's a lot of cheese. It's a cheese fest for me.
Oh, man. That's all it is.
It is. If you like Hallmark movies, this one's for you. But I don't like them.
I don't either. See, I was like, I don't even like Hallmark movies. So I'm not going to like this book. And well, I thought I actually would. It was a really cute plot of what the back cover said.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
It sounded sweet. It sounded interesting.
Maybe we can try it out.
It was so predictable.
the first part, I was reading it and I was like,
why didn't you get off the damn bus and go get it? Basically, the premise of this is the girl sees guy. She's on a bus.
She's on a train, something.
Yeah. And she sees him through the window. He's gorgeous. Their eyes meet.
They have this like moment.
Yes.
She's like, I love you.
Where they both know they're like soulmates, but neither of them do anything to do it.
I'm just picturing myself on a train looking at a guy and I'm like, yeah, you hot. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would never think.
Oh my God, that's the one.
It's the one.
Yeah, no, not either. So cheesy. And then she's like talking to her roommate all about him for like a year.
I know, she keeps going back to the stops, the train stops or bus stops, whatever it is. And she's looking for him. And I'm like, bitch, you think you're just going to see some random guy at the same or a different bus stop or train stop?
And the way the book time jumps, it's like, okay, it started off in October. She sees that guy. And then Christmas rolls around. And then it goes to March and she's still thinking about him. I'm like,
right. They call him Bus Boy.
Bus Boy. You didn't even see him. Like,
I know.
Or talk to him or anything. It's weird.
And also, I just can't even. It's really predictable and just cheesy. That's.
Yeah. Well, so then, like, obviously, okay, how does this happen? Oh, her best friend starts dating him. Obviously. I saw that one coming too. She's like, yeah. I'm dating a new guy. And
he's going to come to our holiday Christmas party that we throw every year. And it's going to be such a surprise. You're going to love him.
Yeah, she walks in and she's like, oh my God. And then I do feel like it's a little weird because I think if he would have walked in and it was my best friend and I would have been like, that's train guy.
Yeah, I would have said something. I would have been like, so bitch, you're totally dating bus boy for me now.
Yeah, and so it like jumps back and forth to his point of view too. And he's like, oh my
Jack.
God.
His name is Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
Of course, the like go-to love interest name, I feel like.
Well, especially in London. So it's based out of London. And I feel like that's just always a name that British people use.
But it's strange.
Pick a different name.
Think about it. Like Titanic, it's Jack. There's so many. Yes. There's so many love interests named Jack. And then Lori and Sarah. They're very predictable names. Lori and Sarah, they're the best friends. Lori's in love with Bus Boy. Sarah's dating Bus Boy.
Yes.
Now.
So
surprise, surprise.
It just like what bothered me about it too is that the time jumps just kept happening.
Yeah, it went through like 9 years of this.
Yes.
And it was like they still don't do anything about it.
They're they're just best friends and they're still like hanging out.
The angst is there until one of them drunkenly is like, did you recognize me from the bus stop? Yes. Of course I did.
I know. Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah, and then like the best friend finds out. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe you never told me.
Makes a huge deal about it.
I mean, before her wedding.
She doesn't even go to that wedding. She finds.
That's messed up. Honestly, it's like, get over it. I don't know.
I mean, yes and no. I can see her being pissed, but I wouldn't be like, I'm not coming to your wedding. Like, I'm not.
You were already there. It was the night before the wedding. It's a little bizarre.
It was a little bizarre. I know. And then she had to like. Poor Lori had to explain to everybody why her best friend, her maid of honor, wasn't at the wedding. Yikes, cringe.
Yeah, it was not good. And then, I don't know. Oh, and then he goes off to Edinburgh.
Yes, Jack goes to Edinburgh to get away. Because he has, like, some accident, right?
Mm-hmm. He goes, like, off the rails before that.
Yeah, becomes really mean. Basically causes everybody to hate him.
He
just don't have much to say about this one.
Honestly, guys, I would not recommend this book. Mm-hmm. Even though it's such a cute holiday premise and you think it's going to be just this lovey-dovey thing, which it is. So if you are Hallmark fans.
Yeah, if you are, then this is your story. You might like it. You'll probably like it.
Yeah. And of course, how do you think it ends?
dun, 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 they get together. And even the way they get together. So Jack does radio and she like goes to his radio or she calls into the radio station and they have this whole conversation on the phone talking about their love life and how they've always loved each other, but it was never the right time. Da da da. And then it blows up and everybody's trying to find her. Like,
yeah, social media.
She uses a fake name, Rona or something. Mm-hmm. Hi, my name's Rona. I don't know if that's a traditional British name, but I've never heard of it before. I've never heard of it.
I was like, that's odd.
Okay. And yeah, and then they like meet. And I knew it was you. And
You were the one for me, Jack.
Yeah, I gave this one
a
2.
Jack will never let go.
What'd you give this one? I gave it a solid 2.
No. It's like a 1, maybe 1.5.
I'm always really nice, so I gave it a 2.
Yeah, I'm not, and I only gave it a 1 because I had to finish it.
I finished it.
I like had to read it.
I know, I was like begrudging
right when the first like couple chapters. Okay, so this is funny. So I'm sitting there starting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was literally just past the train scene, so like right. just started. And I call my mom. I'm like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And she's like, "Nothing. I'm reading this stupid book." Like, what book? And I go, I'm reading a stupid book. And she goes, oh my god. And I go, it's all about this like girl on the train. And she's like, oh my god, that's the book I'm reading. She goes, I thought it was a free book on our Kindle. So we share a Kindle account. And I was like, I bought that book and I'm reading it. And so she started it thinking like, oh, like a holiday book.
Yeah, oh, so
and
sweet.
No, she stopped. And she goes, I'll just listen to your podcast and see how it ends.
Well,
so here we are telling you the ending.
The ending. Yep, yeah. They get together. Surprise, surprise.
Merry Christmas.
After a lot of things happen.
Drama.
It
wasn't even good drama though.
Mm-mm. No, I know. That's I'm trying to talk about it. I mean, like Oscar, her new love interest, just seems like a bore. I didn't like Oscar.
I was annoyed with Jack, how he acted towards him when he like did nothing. He was just like, I love you.
Very bratty.
Very bratty.
Very Jackish.
Yes.
Jackassish.
Jackass. Yeah.
I like that.
And I was like, no, he's just coming in. Like they met on vacation, on holiday.
On holiday.
And
ooh, I love the holiday. Now talk about a good
Christmas
holiday story. The
holiday is so good.
So good. I haven't watched it yet, but
is it based off of a book? I'm like, let's read the book.
Oh, maybe it is.
I'm gonna do a quick
I would like to watch that movie soon. Like sit down with some hot cocoa and a nice fuzzy blanket and watch it with my fire on. Doesn't that sound nice?
I see a movie night in our future.
I haven't watched a whole lot of holiday movies yet. We're just going to kind of get off of the topic of one day in December and talk about holiday movies.
I like holiday movies.
Love holiday movies.
That one is just such a classic. You know which one is I'm not a huge fan of, but it's also a classic? Is the one with Keira Knightley. And it's like everybody's little points of views. Guy from Harry Potter's and it's Snape.
Yes, yes, yes. He has the sign.
Yes.
Yes. Love Actually. Love Happens.
Is it Love Actually? Yeah. That's
something
what it is.
Like that. I don't know. But yes, that's a solid one for me too.
Yeah, because it came out in 2003. I was like, it's really old now. Like love that.
It's 20 years old. That's insane.
No.
So somebody said 20 years ago lately, and I was thinking like the 80s, and that's just not right.
It's not. Unfortunately.
So not right.
Nope, it's 2003.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, no, Love Actually is one of my favorite ones.
Love Actually, that's it.
And that one's fun, and I don't feel like, yes, it is cheesy, but lots of stuff happens through it.
It's a good one, I think.
That one's good. The holiday's good.
Mm-hmm. I recently had Jamie watch Home Alone. That's my son, Jamie.
Just watched that so yesterday.
Oh, we watched it last night.
I watched the second one, though. I love the second one, too.
I love the first one, and I love the third one. The one where they get a different guy.
It's the same.
I know it's weird. Kevin. It came out. I know it's not Kevin. It came out when I was like a kid, and I really enjoyed it. So it's still been up there on my top. I like it better than the second one. I know it's an unpopular opinion. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I really, really love Home Alone. Did Jamie like it?
Yeah. He fell asleep halfway through, but it was late. He'll get to the end.
Yeah.
Soon.
I was trying to have Savvy. Savvy's a little too young compared to Jamie to follow that type of movie.
Yeah.
And
it's still a struggle, obviously. Yeah. Jamie falls asleep every time we try to watch it.
No, they're still like into cartoons, which I feel like Jamie would really like Elf too, though.
Elf, I tried to get him to watch it a couple weeks ago. He wasn't into it, but I might try
the humor again.
Not yet. No. He likes the new Grinch, which it's fine.
I like that one with Bender Cumberbatch. What's his name?
Just butchered his name.
I know. Well, what's his name?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
There you go.
That's the one.
That's the one.
He's turned out to be quite a diverse actor. Yeah,
he's crazy. But I liked him as the Grinch.
He did a good job as the Grinch. I would have never pegged that.
I like the beginning song. Like the tune of it.
Oh, yes. That I don't know what it is, but it's good. It's like the...
Well, if you've seen the movie, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a good one.
No, I like that animated one.
What other good holidays are out there? We were talking before we started this that we've never really read another holiday story.
This was our first one. And like, we're going to do what, three more for the December podcast. Mm-hmm. And so I am looking forward to it. I hope the other ones we choose are better.
Yeah, this wasn't a good start.
No, not a good start at all. But it is nice to be out of our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. It is. We have to
read something different.
We have to try something different.
I like to try different authors. What was the name of this author? We forgot.
Josie Silver.
Josie Silver. Yes. I hope you have other ones possibly that are.
Josie, come on. You could come on, girlfriend.
I mean, yeah. I don't have much to say.
I know.
I don't have much to say about it.
It's cute cover. Cute cover. Hey, it caught her eye.
It's a good cute
liked
cover.
It. Her team liked it.
Yeah,
it's a safe read. Let's just say that it's a safe read if you want something safe. Honestly, I feel like this would be a great teen read, like a young adult. Yeah. If your teen wants like a fun little romance book, obviously holiday. It is like right out of college, kind of. Yeah, so whatever, they're a little older.
There are some sexy scenes, but not like terribly.
I don't think they're crazy.
No, they weren't bad.
No, not at all compared to.
Some of the stuff that we've read.
So this was like definitely PG-13. Like I think your high schooler kid would really enjoy this book. Mm-hmm. If I was a young adult reading it, I'd be like, yeah, this is right up my alley.
Yeah, it would be a good like young adult book club read. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
I know, that would be nice. I'm trying to think what else holiday wise.
Okay, let's do this. What is your what would be your go-to place to read during the holidays? What would you like to see? Ooh. Your fantasy spot.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go to Switzerland.
Oh.
And sit right by the fire, looking out like glass windows to just beautiful mountains.
Mm-hmm. Snow in the background.
No, reading my book, my Pine Kindle. Tree. And yeah, listening to the fire crackle.
Yeah, instead of using like Netflix fake fire, I've been using that lately.
That's hilarious. No, I actually have a fire.
I can't get mine to work. So Jeremy got it once and then we couldn't get it again. So we've just kind of given up.
Oh, no.
I know.
It's the worst because it's so.
I have two fireplaces and neither of them work.
That's so pitiful.
That is my life. If you know me, that is very on brand.
And especially like during Christmas when you have your Christmas tree up and you're by the fire and you can just sit there and read. I feel like that's
with the light of the fire and the Christmas tree. Beautiful. I'm there.
It's so nice, but you know what? You cannot be sitting on the beach with your book, like feet in the sand, and you just sit there listening to the waves, and you're like,
If you could have one or the other, which one would you go? Beach?
Beach.
I would go beach too.
1000% beach. I really, really, really want to go to Switzerland, so they take me there, and I'll sit in the snow.
I would love to go to Switzerland. It's on my bucket list.
It's on my bucket list. I mean, it's supposed to be just immaculate.
Beautiful.
Like, it looks like a picture.
Mm-hmm. Most of those pictures are probably from there that we've seen, that you're imagining.
I know.
It's probably from Switzerland.
So, yeah, but honestly, gosh, put me on the beach.
I know. I'm excited for our trip. We're taking a trip to the beach.
We are together. And then we just went up. All we can talk about is us sitting on the beach, not talking to each other, but reading
while our husbands hang out with our kids.
Dream vacation.
We're so excited.
It is going to be fun. So.
Yay.
I know.
What else do we have to say about this book?
Guys, we're so sorry about this podcast. It's just is what it is. And sometimes we hit.
Sometimes we get great reads and sometimes we just don't. Then this is our first really not great one.
I know, because there's really not much more we can talk about it. It was so bland. So
next week, we're going to talk about Tis the Season, which I've heard is much better.
Y'all, Tis the Season for Revenge.
Tis the Season for Revenge. Excuse me. Sorry. I've been doing that.
No, you're good. I know. Tis the Season.
Tis the Season.
I know. Well, Tis the Season for Revenge. Yes. We got as a recommendation from our friend Kaylee.
Shout out to Kaylee.
Yay. And she said it was awesome. She couldn't put it down, that it was spicy.
Oh,
yeah. So, I know. So I think you've even finished it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll talk. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that.
Spice level through the roof. Yes. I can't wait to talk about that one. Okay. I don't really have anything else.
Okay. Wait. Let's just do our big three real quick. Just to throw in something. We already rated it, but who would you kill?
I'd be killing her best friend, Sarah.
Really?
Yeah. Go full on chaotic. Because that would just destroy her and Jack.
Oh, yeah. Well, because like if she died, mm-hmm. She would swoop in on Jack. Mm-hmm. I think she would have been
made it so much easier for them to get together. And then the story would have been half as long for me to read.
True. I didn't like Oscar's mom.
Oh, I hated her.
Yeah, like, such a bitch.
She was terrible.
People had a picture of Oscar and his ex in their house.
Okay, do you believe when he said that they hadn't done anything whenever she brought up the fact? Because they were working together in Germany.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
I don't believe that for 1 second.
Nope.
No, he's a skis. I didn't like Oscar at all.
Yeah, I just don't think they were meant to be together.
No, they weren't.
That's just what it was. It was just a mistake. It was like that cute guy you meet on holiday and he's great on holiday and you're like, oh, I'm just so infatuated. I'm so in love with you. But then you get him back to real life and you're like, oh,
this is who you really are.
Yeah. So
you're not holiday boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That almost never works.
So, but as much as like, I didn't really like him, I just wouldn't kill him off. I want to kill the mom off.
Yeah. She was,
even though she's like this much in the book, she bothered me.
Yeah. She was icky.
Yeah.
Not a fan of her.
No, no. So, nope. And then I guess. We want to rename this title at all?
Bus boy.
I was going to say train boy.
Train boy. Like, something. Not our favorite.
No.
Sorry, Josie. We tried. But it, like we said, if you like Hallmark movies, if you like an easy read, this one might be for you. It's got a cute cover.
All right, cool. All right, guys. Well, please follow us on all socials.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram.
TikTok, what have you.
All the things.
Okay.
Spotify, rate us.
We promise the next episode will be better than this one. But until then, this is Rose and Reed's podcast. I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Bye.